Blog Talk Radio.
Intelligent, controversial, groundbreaking. The great liberators are coming. Hosts Amiri Brown and Kenya White take on all topics intrinsic to the black experience. No topic is too cold or too hot. Now, here are the great liberators, Amiri Brown and Kenya White.
Let me make sure I'm making my sound on. Give me a second, people. I'm going to do a quick sound test, and then we get this show started. To the Great Liberators podcast / potential YouTube channel as well. Where is the link? If I drop these links for the people to tune in, hold on, guys. Okay, looks like we are live. And I'm looking at the board now. Hold on. Let's see, the playback's playing. And as I share the links, all right, good. Playback's working good. So now let me just share the links. See if we get Amiri on here. Let me get this party started. Drop that link here. Let me see who's... Let's see the great liberator is there. Okay. He's not there yet. So let's do another approach.
Who should we get?
Yeah. Well, as I'm going through this, I'm on social media right now. Let me read a few things and let me see how I can lay out this subject matter at hand. It says here, let me move this, that many women think that they are just as free as men sexually. Lies. Fact one, women receive men. So think about it. She sleeps with 20 men. She walks around with the energy of 20 men all inside of her. Fact number two. Different body fluids can knock off the pH balance of your yoni, can cause yeast infection, etc. Okay, Fact number three, men and women are not equal and never will be.
This is true.
Fact number four, if you truly love your yoni, should you treasure her by being selective with whom you sleep with? Yes. And lastly, women want men to accept them after they have given themselves away to other men and want men to build them up. But if they won't raise no man, why should a man raise them? You know, and last question, last thing, let's be adults. Time to stop blaming the world. Be accountable and act like a lady. Respect yourself first. I got to give the sister a heads up. Preach. And that's some very wise words to a woman that's roughly in her late 30s. And I think a lot of women could learn from other women that's older. So let's look at the subject at hand, people. A subject. The truth about online dating. Why black men and black women are in the same boat. Now, as y'all know, and wait, oh, I forgot one thing, because since I'm on the social media, Facebook, I got to let people know that, you know, the Great Liberators Live on Facebook, let y'all know. If you do want to call into this show, hold on, guys. The call number for this show is 515-605-9724 and press, you know, 1 or star 1 or whatever so I can see your hand. This is going to be very interesting. Why do nobody want your ass for black men, black women? Well, let's say black men might have it easier in regards to interracialism, depending on the woman. But the women is, black women is a little bit trickier because the only thing they'll get out of this end deal is some bag of sex and, you know, higher body counts. But why, really truly, online dating, why no one wants black men, black women like that in totality? Simple, because we are well known as a race of people for sex. And what I mean by sex, brother, you hear that certain men do it well, certain women might do it well from our race, etc. That is what we pretty much good for and use for. Just for the fuck. And the fuck, nonetheless, must commence. So if you did not know, you should know now that why the truth about it when it comes to other race people, when they see black people, especially black men and black women, they see us as sexual creatures, sexual objects. Besides ourselves, we look at ourselves as objects, but that's, and then they norm as a psychological training, something that's embedded with us for the last 200 years, maybe more. And when you inbreed or breed with other black people during the times of what we call, quote unquote, enslavement, it creates a pathology. It creates a mindset. It creates a being. No other. You're creating some unusual brute. One that has the ability to, especially with a male, blow your back out with ease and with no discretion. For women, you're known as that type where, you know, you'll sit there, you'll give up the goods and want it and be happy about giving up the pussy freely, you know. Unfortunately. And we are known for this for some time now. And it's really depicted when they watch and see us through media, music, etc. And anytime they come across and want to interact with a black person, the first thing they feel in their mind when it comes to black men with non-black women, they figure this man is well endowed, can really fuck the hell out my pussy to the point it might leave me crippled a little bit where I can't walk, aka blowing my back out. And that's what they're assuming and want to seek once they come into interaction between men and women, black men and women especially. And I don't blame them because, let's be honest, we are very much sexual beings that have special usefulness to society. And sex is one of the usefulness that other race people see and seek and expect when they come across black men, black women. When it comes to the women with non-black men, men that's like Caucasian, Arabs, Asian, etc., which, you know, those are not racist. The only racist is probably white and black. That's another story. But they intend to see that they deal with the black woman as something easy, as something that easy access, that they don't have to do much at all for her to open her legs in this society. Even back then where it they get away with it by taking it and having women, our women, as, you know, property in a way. Today, most Caucasoids feel that they don't have to do much at all to get sex from black women. I saw a video one time of, and it's funny, I didn't think it was true. I saw a video of a chick, and this may be a TikTok, up here validating a non-select Caucasoid. He could look like he could be an incel. She wants validation from even go as far as say that you look beautiful, your hair is nice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this dude was demeaning her, telling her she's ugly, she's unattractive, but she sits there, stays, and seeking validation through this non-black man. And that shows the low self-esteem amongst our people, especially when it comes to sisters. And this could apply the same thing for men, you know. They're not getting the sex or getting the attention from the sisters. They'll go and seek elsewhere to non-black males. I mean, non-black females. And will sit there, mess around, and have an easier time getting the attention of them in regards to getting access to their so-called yoni. Rather, the yoni is clean, funky, or not, they will gladly stick their penis into any form of woman, especially what I've witnessed and seen, that a lot of brothers that are not like carry themselves pretty bad, or some might be maybe not too fat or whatever, they will sit there and have mates with non-black women that are severely, and I mean severely, obese. And am I thinking why they're with those type of people? It's because, let's be honest, fat women got all the money. Matter of fact, I'll go even further. The bigger you are, the more that you don't have much options besides some dick and bubblegum and attention. But I tell you one thing. Once that man sit there, blows your little fat self back out, before sun hits up or sun rises, he is gone from your house or your apartment. And the reason why that is because, let's be honest, the big woman are much easier to not only get the sexual access, but also she'll pay for everything. And since we're looking at our obese rate in our community as roughly over 7%, and we could say morbidly obese, because if you're 60% higher than BMI, it's a bigger problem. So, yeah. Majority of women will sit there and sit there and won't mind giving up the goods just to feel validated from a man. And that's shameful. Instead of doing what they need to do, be better women and get their bodies straight. But like I said, that's another story. Yeah, so I'm looking at the comment section. That, you know, it is what it is. I don't know why are people think that because you're black, you have a much easier time in the dating market. That's not true. That's a lie. That's a definite lie. And there's no real rubric in regards to what is perfect. And to find mates on a dating market, if you think and feel all you have to do is show up. You already lost before the thing started. There is levels to this shit, people. I'm not saying that, you know, just if you feel this coming around is good enough and you gotta do much in regards looking into the relationship, that you're not gonna get, you think you're gonna get a greater outcome while putting necessary work just to hold and keep a person. You gotta do work. You gotta put in work. In the dating, online dating, most people that's online dating on the average are looking for hookups. They're not looking for a long-term relationships that will lead to marriage. I think now with the issues with the dating apps, most people now are just swiping right just to think and feel who's the next victim for to add on to their body count. And this is some sick behavior. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, adults should not do that, but you got to bring more and look more tangible if you're using dating apps. Are you there for a quick fix, a hookup, you know, get some sex? Or are you there just look for a mate for something long-term that will lead to something wonderful? We don't ask these questions because when you look at everybody's profile picture, when they have a basic dating app, they write down what their requirements are, what they are, what they're good at, et cetera. Some of the time, not all the time. And they go about to hope that a mate will take them in or will accept and go on a date with them. So, you know, in this new hookup culture we're in, a lot of women and men are just there swiping right just to add more to the body count. And what I read to earlier, to the one wonderful woman, what's her name? Akita? What I read to, she laid out the groundwork that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Interesting. No, that's great. That's great. So, really, truly, I'm being honest with y'all that the dating market out here is trash, unfortunately. And I don't see it getting better. And one of the few things that is the hurdles for a lot of black people when they're going through online dating to find a mate, they're not really sure of themselves what they want. They always feel, and I say feel, not think, they feel on a date or look for a mate that the mate has to be completely perfect. It means they meet all the requirements and have no flaws. I'm telling you now, that's insane. The world's not perfect we live in. Hell, there's a lot of imperfections, not only in the human body, but imperfections of reality. So you think you're going to find a perfect thing in the dating world to hopefully solve your problems in regards to finding a mate? You are totally mentally retarded. And you got to get yourself checked out mentally, not spiritually, mentally. Make sure your meds are all intact. What else am I going to say? Also, the one thing I don't really like about the dating scene is that a lot of people, men and women, especially women, if you feel your sex attract to the woman and she's not really feeling you in a way that she's sexually attracted in a way, then by all means, you're going to be wasting time and your little money taking out on fancy, real expensive dates, especially for the first time. You should keep your date as simple as possible. It should be the introduction stage between you and her. It's not something where you go all out, you spend so much money, and at the end of it, you don't get nothing in return. We got to be very selective as men, regardless when we're doing online dating people for the first time. We should probably pick and choose what we want. We should always lay out what outcomes we want at the night. And, you know, we don't put a lot of thought into that because, let's be honest, well, I do feel they do just enough to maybe give her some food, have a conversation. that it might lead to the bedroom. And we all know these women are going to use you and your little money just to get dinner, but regardless, fucking at night, nah. So you got to move a little differently, especially if that's all you're seeking is a quick fling in the bed. What else I want to say? Let me see. And if you look at most dating apps overall, some of these dating apps you don't want to put your in if you're a man, fellas. One of them is Tinder. As you know, Tinder is now in a stage now where you cannot say nothing honest to a woman if you're trying to mate or date them. They sure want to know all your what you bring, you know, what money you make, how you look, etc. But you can't put a requirement that I don't want to deal with anyone that is overly weight, have kids, etc. They will block and delete your account because the app itself, Tinder, is an app designed, I mean designed nicely. It was designed to playing field for the women or some of these chicks that are non-select in looks, body, etc. And let's be honest, when you look at some of these women right now, they look like very, are not appealing, period. They're not. They're just not. Because they got a lot of mental issues that lead to a lot of baggage. And some of them, if God knows they look good, which some of them might not, they might look average or below average at best and expect meeting a dude that they gonna expect a rich dude to come fall in their lap. And these are delusions at the end of the day. And like I said, most of them you keep them to their devices and their delusions. To think that how these women think the way they think and feel the way they feel, it's ridiculous. So so Tinder is another problem app in itself. And that's only one app of many apps of dating apps. I can't name which app is the best one right now off my head. I had to probably Google it. I think Tinder is like second or third. The top might be on some other app. I forgot what it was. But the reason why I'm mentioning Tinder, because Tinder is one of example dating sites that really truly is not pleasing the eyes if you have just anybody create a Tinder account and try to meet people and date people. And that when you look at them and look at the opposite date, they're actually dating, especially when it comes to black women, out their league. And no non-black man, particularly a Caucasoid, going to marry black women in droves. And the reason why is because, like I said earlier, they get access to you and they can fuck you anytime, please. Because majority of women are really basing that you give sex to a non-black man by looks. That's it. They don't focus on the characteristics, what they actually tangibly could do. All these things, they don't focus on it because they feel they got all my time. Yeah. So, yeah. Those dating apps are funny, tricky. And like I said, if you're going to use dating apps to find a mate, be upfront what outcomes you're seeking. Don't sit there and swipe to women that is either 5 or 10 years younger than you, some in their early 20s or whatever, and you sit there play their heart or not, or we could say play with them for the first few years of their life, and then eventually you sit there, you wait till she dump you or you dump her, and eventually you go and find a woman that you really like to go get married. I would advocate most men stop doing that. That's just lame. You're wasting women's precious years. And I mean, when they prioritize marriage, yeah. your pride over it. Another thing. I'm probably running out of ideas right now because let's think about it. What? I've noticed that the highest form of dating in the apps is Asian women, and the bottom is black women. And if y'all know, like I said, I'll repeat, is because women are looked at as the bottom of the totem pole, especially black women in regards to day market, because one, men already got access to black women's bodies. They already could fucking sleep as they please. And number two, that, you know, they will always pick their own race of women before they pick ours. Because image is powerful. You can't say that shit. Because, yeah, you know that. All right, let me look here. All right, let me look at the chat room. Looks like a quiet night for me. All right, I'm back. Okay, anything else lay on here? All right. If you dare, press star 6-1. So go be in line. I mean, press 1. Sorry. I get confused between the other conference and the other one. I'll be in line. All right. Press 1. All right. Looks like we have one caller. Hey, what's good, trucker? You know, this is the Great Liberators Podcast. What's up? Calling the show.
Hey, much chaos. How you been, brother?
I'm good. Thanks for calling, bro. yeah, I'll tell you the title. Since you called in, and I gave it up front. The title for today's stream is called The Truth About Online Dating, Why Black Men and Black Women Are in the Same Boat. I don't know if you want to expound to this.
Online dating, where black men and black women are in the same boat.
In regards to opportunities, mate selection, all that stuff, because what I've noticed, besides certain men, it's a little bit easier to get a mate if they decide to cross the fence a little bit. I'm not sure the outcome they get in doing that. And it's a little bit trickier for black women because, obviously, you know, you got a vagina, so, you know, if you open legs, say, you you know, you explore options. I mean, obviously, you know, a
right.
man will probably entertain you. But the point is this. We're both in the same boat with girls online dating. When people go online and they're looking for mates or et cetera, they don't really think about, say, I need to find me a Negro. You get me? Well, not black people especially. Then I think I say, you know, I'm going to go swirl it out. And let me go find me a tall, dark, handsome Tyrone. Or you hear the Caucasoid male saying, let me go find me a Tanisha, you know. Give me nice chocolate. There's only when it comes to us as people when we go deal with IR, interracial dating, and we go through these sites, and we think that we just want somebody that's not part of race. We're thinking like that, but other races are not thinking like that. So when we think that we're winning, we're not. We're actually losing, and we're in the same boat when it comes to other races and people. So that's why I'm just laying out complex. I don't know if you want to chime in or give your own take understanding.
Well, sure. Well, if we, I think we're not in the same boat in the sense of being flexible. Because I mean, it's not everybody knows what's going on because, for the most part, our people tend to air out their dirty laundry. So other groups kind of get a gist of what's going on as far as why there's this weird divide between black male and female relationships, even when it comes to online dating. And the weird thing about it is I think men typically don't have an issue because everybody knows that to a certain degree that it's clear that I think some of our women don't, and I say some, you know, I can't really give a measurement like half or most or whatever. Just generally speaking, we know that our women don't necessarily want to be married. They just usually want children first, if anything. They want the children, not really so much the man, but more or less mostly the children. And men in general, and this is not just exclusive to black men, men in general do want the whole shebang, the American dream, the family, and et cetera. And I think most people catch on to that. They notice that because some sisters don't want marriage with a man, they know that some brothers are up for grabs. Now, that's not to insinuate that every brother they come across is genuine or have the potential to be husband material. But it does speak volumes where you have more of our men dating out than our women, per se. I don't know. Like, what do you think about that?
Well, I remember through social media, I mean through YouTube especially, certain contributors did a poll on this saying who really wants relationships, men and women? And out of that percentage, I've noticed more men are seeking relationships more than women. And a lot of women feel that that's not true, but when we look at just a simple poll, in regards to data, that's a little bit more tricky, and I don't go into detail about that because usually when we talk about relationships and people that's really coupling up is through marriage statistics. Got it? So,
yep.
In regards to when people want relationship more, it's usually men after any age, depending on where they are in life, position, etc. A man really wants to be in a reasonable relationship. They don't want to be bouncing around with women like that for what women don't want to believe. And we'll get more on some men got like that and they do it, but the average male population, they're actually seeking some relationships overall.
Right.
Now, in America here, it's tricky because most women now, because, you know, they make their own money, they do what they want, et cetera, they don't have that same frill overall. Unless they get a little older and clock is ticking, that's when they start think about it. But throughout their early parts of life where they're really considered hot and fine if they keep their body right, they're prime real estate, prime market for most dudes that either their age, a little older, that's seeking them out, wanting something long term. But like I said, in this society, because women, you know, want it all, want to have it all, and can do what they want, there's not really much emphasis or a sense of urgency for women to really seek a relationship. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, I'm glad you. Well, I'm glad you touched on that because if you really think about it, we always hear the narrative on both sides on black men and black women that when it comes to college, you know how Dr. Umar points out that, you know, educated black men, emphasis on educated, meaning college graduates, they date, marry out more, right? But then on the same token, you got the fact that you have a lot of sisters with degrees, but they're still single. And you have to pose the question, you know, if these two counterparts are in the same institutions, why is it that only one gender is the one getting married out while the other is single? Is it really because, you know, the men just wants to marry out and not marry their sisters, or is it because a lot of sisters aren't really marriage-minded?
Excellent question. Well, let's be honest. A lot of women, we ask women at when they, what age they should get married. I remember Mr. Samuels brought this to one particular woman that's a well-known podcaster. She couldn't give a definition of the time or age when women should seek marriage or et cetera. In my, she was college educated. And she was originally born, when I look at her background, I think, I'll, and if you're not familiar, I'll tell her name. Her name is, she was born in Connecticut. But I think she was raised outside of Connecticut. But the point is this, at an 80s baby like herself, she was not thinking of prioritizing relationship and marriage complex. She was focused mostly on her career, et cetera, and go as far as freezing her eggs to hope that a mate that she's sexually attracted to that meets so-called her requirement, she's going to settle down. And last time I checked, once she passed 35, the clock has pretty much almost ceased to stop ticking. And if you're over 40 with no children and not even married one time, it's almost a wrap. I don't care about what most of them said. If you're old like 50, you have a higher chance of getting married. I said, don't kid yourself, bitch. Don't think like that. Do not think like fucking like that. And trust me, don't follow Dr. Boyce and his lovely wife got married. I think she's probably older than Boyce. But the point is this, and I think she was married already, so she I can't include her because she already went the stage from what I'm hearing. The point is this, if you think that you can move like a man and think you can prolong it and then go the route where you got to go through freezing eggs and all this stupid shit and spend money to hopefully maybe have a child at age 40 or older, you're in a delusion. And I'm going to look at you as crazy.
Well, that's the thing. I was just actually I had this conversation with my lady about this because we had a little rough start in life like most people do.
And exactly, I know.
Mm-hmm. And she's originally from Florida, and I'm originally from New York City. And we both have basically the same background. When it comes to how we were reared and the outcome of our parents, and what you tend to find is that sisters, you know, where, what Kevin Sanders do be saying, where women and then we're talking about sisters here because, you know, we're obviously both, you know, black, right?
Yes, correct.
We find that sisters do wreck their own homes. And he's mm-hmm. not lying about that because how is it that, you know, in my own anecdotal experience as well as hers, that we find that our mothers had suitable mates and all they did was completely crap on the situation where the men were kind of drive the way. And, you know, it's kind of a cliche to even have that narrative out there, but nonetheless, it's very real. It's mm-hmm. not, because, you know, we were also fed lies, too, about the whole situation. We had to grow up to find mm-hmm. out ourselves that it wasn't so much that men didn't want to be involved. It was the women that made the men not want to be involved. You know, mm-hmm. and it's really, it's when you're going from that blue pill to the red pill, you know, if you want, I'll just use those terms, because generally people understand what I'm saying. But when it comes to online dating, you get to list the things you like and list the things you want. And a lot of times, you know, for the most part, black men just want to be happy. Really? I mean,
oh, yeah, of course. You don't, of course.
You know, so a lot. So we're flexible in a sense. And I think BGS, you know, he talks about that a lot. We're flexible in the sense of, you know, getting along with other cultures and, edges, just wanting to have a simple cooperative relationship, you know, like we want with sisters, you know, we would like that. Now, now obviously we're going to hear a rebuttal about, okay, men not providing, you know, dusty shit. Excuse my profanity, but we're going to hear that. We're going to hear, oh, these guys don't pay the cost to be the boss, and they're this and they're that. And obviously, you know, we're not talking about that. I mean, look at Kobe Bryant. He didn't make no single mother. He was married until he passed away. You know what I mean? Like, you have examples where men, you know, they take care of what they got to take care of. They ain't just out here leaving women single mothers, but some sisters want you to believe that because that's the narrative they believe. They really genuinely believe that men are just out here impregnating women and running away. That sometimes is the case. I'm not disputing that, but that's not always the case. What's the thing on that, man? Okay,
Jimmy, I'm back. I'm sorry. For some reason, it dropped. So, whatever you were saying, I missed the last. I was mad as hell. But if you could repeat the last sentence, I appreciate it. You know, get it with a thing.
No, so, I'm just saying, we always hear the narrative. I'm getting feedback.
Oh, it's on my phone? Damn it. That's all I got. You see the feedback?
No. Okay. It's cool. No, I'm just saying we always hear these narratives about, you know, men making babies and not committing to the family and this and that. And what I find is that it's not exactly really just that. Like, you do have men out here who play the bed buck role, you know, the ones who, like, on a plantation just have babies and keep them pushing. Yeah, you do have that element out there, but that's not these situations. You know, these situations are more or less the women, they're not valuing the family structure. They're not valuing it. And these men tend to find something better or something else. You know, that's the narrative we hear all the time. Oh, men are just making babies and walking away. And I don't think that's entirely true. I think they make babies and then realize who they were dealing with. It's too late. And then, you know, it happens after that. So I just want to know what your take on that whole narrative about. Because, you know, there's also a comparison, too, that what about men, black men dating out? You also hear about, okay, well, what about the rising single parent rate when it comes to other cultures? You know, and they'll make that comparative too and say, oh, well, black men, y'all not doing so good either with other cultures. I don't know. What's your take on that before I even continue?
My take on all this, when it comes across other non-black people, particularly Caucasian, Asian, et cetera, that deals with us as people in regards to dating scene, it is somewhat of a step down overall. I always hear this notion that when the women, black women said they intermingle and they go out, that their status gets higher. But I'm thinking, what higher status you get? You're still going to be oppressed through racist means. They're not going to look at you no different because you're a white mate, same with the black man. And it goes to further the delusion between the two sexes, both men and women in our communities, that you don't get a leg up because you're in beds with them. I'm not sure why people still not getting this. But you see it now in your environment today, and you've seen it a couple decades ago. There's no difference, to be fair and honest. And I know it's what a lot of the brothers talk about, this case of Loving Virginia and all that stuff, that it was a white man. That woman that he was trying to get to marry is not a black woman, from what I'm finding out now. Me and Mary talk about this. That was a Native American woman. Not even
she
black.
She didn't claim black neither. That's another thing, too.
And this is the problem. I have a problem with a lot of dumb fucking niggas, bro. How the hell you say this is a black fucking woman? And these are black men, bro. She didn't even claim she was fucking black.
How the hell we don't go by and say it was a white man?
And let's be honest. You hear about with a lot of concrete, someone say, all I'm saying black man's focus on is getting beds with a non-black woman. But I'm thinking, how and when this program, a man feels comfortable that he fights more of getting access to a non-black woman to make it seem like freedom and nothing else created, especially in America. And we go back centuries ago, that's not the fucking case. So when black women go through the history, bro, they're going through a small minuscule and not going through actual history. Matter of fact, the education doesn't even go further to understand actual world history. And John Ray Clark been talking about this when he was alive in the past 23 years ago when he died back in 1998. His whole works deal with world history, where we stand, what's our mark. And it goes beyond further than Chancellor's book, The Destruction of Black Civilization, which I have read personally and read years ago. I don't know if you read that book.
I own it. I ain't read it yet.
I would advise, read it for yourself to get understand. The man talks about the fall, yes, but he also talks about the history in its entirety. And the history, to be honest, is condensed. It's supposed to be a three-volume set to explain all of the African history and its place in the world, not just America, but globally. The reason why he never completed the work, and this is why I don't respect people that don't understand Chance Williams, I did because I watched the documentary of him. You probably have it. It's on YouTube now. He explains why he did the work, why he wrote it. And in his book, he explained in detail his experience, everything, even in Ghana back in the 60s. He'd tell you why he wrote the book. I can't remember verbatim because it's been a long time I read that book. But the book was supposed to give a clear history, where we stand, where we are, and give us a plan of action. Why are these stupid bitches not talking about the plan action that Chance Williams talked about in the end of his book?
But they don't want to do nothing.
There you go. But I'll tell you one thing. They said, well, you a man, you should be doing enough. I should sit on my, no, bitch, you're going to put in some work, too. You're putting some work right now as we speak. Just like in the days when enslavement. You think the white woman sitting her ass all day? Hell fucking no. She had to put in some little work, too. Don't be fucking fool. Don't be fucking fool. See, the problem with Negroes today, complex, they live in a small bubble, and the only realm of reality is in that little stupid little box bubble they live in. Nothing else intelligence comes out that circumference, out of that stupid bubble. I have common sense. I look into the history, and most of the history that I could remember, and not much because I read few books, some books, not many. I own books. Some I have not completed. Some I have not got a chance to take a chance to open up yet. But I have the catalog here, so I can sit to read for myself, highlight, and reference, if possible. But let's be honest. Most Negroes today, when they talk about reading levels and all this stuff, we're trained and conditioned to not take learning or going beyond the so-called dead education system to understand for ourselves. Not just the basics of reading, writing, arithmetic, math, and all that stuff, but just basic history, information, general information that's left to you by your enemies. Like Amos Wu said, one thing is evident when he talks about men, black men especially, that he fools you by using what we call the word, hieroglyphs, coded language. It's all there. The libraries that's no longer in the circulation that's closing out as we speak. And they done for a reason because no black people and black communities don't support it, let's be honest. But the books they have is just a start. I wish their libraries were more broader with information, but we all know information is selective. Let's keep it real. Can we agree? And now information is going to be prevalent to you. You got to be a person to seek information. The internet helps you seek the information, but it's only what you want to look for in the information. So when people talk about they're astute of history, I ask you, what books you read? No, you only read one book. Oh, no, that's not history. You got to go a little deeper than that. What Amiri has done, the great liberator, he lays out the actual history from these same Caucasoids that most black people don't fucking really pay attention or know or read the information that was left back a century ago. So when I hear people talk about these people are smart and intellectual, I'm looking at it and say, all right, what was the last few books that you could recall and remember well, besides that book or any book that you talk about the fall of just the men, black men right now, for the women's side? Nothing. When they open their mouth, they sound dumb as fuck, bro. And I'm just being honest with the black men telling you this personally. That's why when they talk about they're educated, I'm going to agree with the old man. What school you went to? Oh, you went to a top 20 school? Okay. Yeah, you're not relevant. And even if you went to a top 10 school, it shows. And if you go there without paying no scout, if you go there without no debt, it's even better. But the point I'm mentioning is that when they talk about educating people, men and women, and black people use the word education, brother, loosely, it's scary. It's very scary. You're not really educated. You are conditioned. You are trained to be a dummy, a fool. You're in the institutions being more stupid and dumb more than ever. That's why when we talk about power, actual power, and be honest with people that's listening to this playback, we're off the subject a little bit, but I got to go through this little rant to let y'all know, because I'm hearing this constantly, that you're trained to be a bigger fool, men and women, especially women, because women say they got most of these degrees, and most degrees they have are very useless. Because the real degrees out here are the ones that's more prevalent if you're in a top-tier university and something that's relevant. Careers and job markets deal with STEM, lawyers, doctors, the higher tiers. You get me?
Yeah,
you gotta be in those top universities to really stamp your presence. But majority of Americans today are mostly in the lower or middle 20% universities. So it's not like people got like that. No, we're over 330 million strong in America, and nearly close to 50 million is black people. So we look at half and half of us, Most of the women that got these degrees are just useless degrees. And I'm not saying I'm not shooting at education, but we got to look at what education are you getting, what you're using, how you're applying this. Your enemy gave you the opportunities you give him right, that you're enjoying right now. And he does this because it creates a further divide and the demise of the black man and woman in America, especially Ados, unfortunately. And if you've been around women that so-called call themselves educated, bro, it shows a little, what they call, entitlement, a demeanor. You get me?
Yep. I read that.
They look at you, look at you and look down beneath you and like, oh, you never went to the same university as me. I don't have to respect you. You get me? And I say, you know, just that characteristic alone, that attitude, you're lucky you're getting some dick. You better off just having some animals, the toys, or engage in licky-licky action with a woman and call it a day. But do you want an action man that's respectful and competent and all that, all the above, or just a man that's doing something? They won't waste time give you the time of day. That's why you look at most dudes that fuck these chicks. That's all they're worth.
Yeah.
I dealt with a college educated
young woman, and she was talking to me like I was garbage. I was like, well, damn. You know, she really felt like because she had a bachelor's degree, she knew more than me, and I've been out here on the field longer than her. Oh, she was doing the school.
And what's the
degree?
You
know what I'm saying? Criminal justice and psychology.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful, bro. Be careful of those. Especially ones with psych degrees. Oh, bro, I don't go into that, man.
Yeah, she was not that. She was a nut. I mean, I tell you, she that girl have issues. But much love and respect to her. I kindly left her alone. But I do understand where you're coming from, because I look at it in a sense of all the information we have before us is controlled by someone else. So we do have the freedom to learn a lot of things, but as far as the things that control and govern the society, a lot of that stuff is hidden. They don't want you to learn that stuff. You know, and they do say if you want to hide something from a Negro, put it in a book. And honestly, I can say I'm one of those Negroes. Like, you know, I read what's necessary. You know what I mean? I don't really go too deep because I already know this is not the organic information. We kind of have to, like, put two and two together and figure things out and et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to the real information, a lot of those original archives and libraries we had, all that stuff was destroyed. So you're really learning and figuring out things from someone else who really wants you to learn those things. You know, it's still controlled. You know? So we do it the best we can out here as far as education, you know. But as far as that entitlement, oh yeah, I've seen that face to face. You know, especially when it was a sister that dealt. Well, to be fair, she was born, but nonetheless, she was still a sister. You know, she felt like listening to me didn't mean me shit because she got the key to the universe. She got a bachelor's degree, and I'm just a trucker. I don't know shit. I'm an idiot. Have you ever encountered those types?
You say a trucker is like a, what do you call it, white collar worker? I don't know what they call those things. Not a trucker, a blue collar, white collar.
Sorry, blue.
My thing is, I haven't crossed enough women, to be honest, that I could recall. I know some probably went to school, got degrees. But I never really gone into detail. I haven't really dated in a while like that. So I had to put myself back in the market like that. But if I come across some of these women that act like that, I know how to deal with them accordingly, you know. Because let's be honest, no man doesn't want to deal with a woman that's nasty like that, you know. And a lot of women know that they feel their behavior, when in regards to meeting the opposite sex, they don't think nothing's wrong how they move. And I'm saying, if you're looking for a man to take you seriously for something that could lead to a relationship, that will eventually will lead to a ring, you got to keep that in mind and humble yourself. And no one's saying that, yeah, you got that little degree, but you're not superior, you're not no better. You get me? You work for somebody else.
Yeah.
That degree doesn't liberate you to be very much sophisticated, self-sufficient. And most of the college degrees most you get, no matter what it is, you're working for somebody else, period. That's the whole intention of the college. That's why when me and Paco had this conversation, he said it out of his mouth that college today is not really a good investment. And the reason why, because they'll tell you to get into certain debts, if you get it, to hope to get a return out of you, the money you paid to get what we call some job, some career. And there's no real guarantee in that. But they keep pushing it because it's the one platform that's consistent that it can get something and you don't get nothing out of return. That's highway robbery. And if you put in, you're supposed to get some form of return.
Yeah,
that's why
if
the people go to the military, they know what they get into, and they pay you in full your service and extra. You go to school without no full scholarship, and you go on through a loan. You put yourself at high risk for high debt, interest, without no return. And if you do get the job will not pay you what you really owe. I don't care if you start work out straight out of college or something. You get paid pennies out of the dollar out of the accumulated debt you bring in with interest. So really, it doesn't give you enough just to pay off that debt in less than under 4 years, depending on how high you go in your educational journey. So right there is like a money grab. And go ahead.
You know it's a gamble when a dude who or a chick been working at a spot longer than you, and they become your supervisor, and you've been in school, because the first thing they hit you in the head with is the experience, and then the second thing is the availability as far as getting into the field. So at the end of the day, you still had to work through the ranks when you could have just done that without the degree. I think that's kind of funny style, too.
Indeed.
You know, that's very funny style. That's why I never really chose it. I think a trade is the way to go. A trade is definitely the way to go. Because you can use that as a professional thing, and you can use that as a side deal. Like, a CDL can take you a long way. You can always have a job as long as you keep your license clean. That's why I chose that route. Or if you want to go training for an actual position. See, if you choose tuition for a specific skill, that would work. Going to flight school, learning how to fly a plane. That's $100,000, but guess what? You're gonna get a job. There's not that many pilots. They need pilots every day. You pay that tuition, you go to flight school, you get that certificate, you start flying Delta or something, you're going to make that money back. If you go to CDL school, you put in $4,000 or $5,000, or you just go through a company, you get it for free. You're going to work in the field as a truck driver. College is, depends on where you get your degree in, and depends on availability, because really, the purpose of school not only was to create workers, educated workers, but it was also to keep people from getting employed, to allow people who had those jobs to retire. That's another thing, too. So right now, there's someone taking a spot. Someone is taking someone else's slot. Meanwhile, that person is in college or flipping burgers at Burger King, you know. And it sucks. You know, education is not something to frown upon. But like you said, it's just not a good investment as far as your money and you accumulating debt out the gate. Because you start fresh with no debt. You start fresh with good credit, especially if you're, hopefully if your parents ain't screw up your damn social security number trying to get cable or some ratchet shit like that. But when it comes to you starting out, going to college, you're already starting out by backwards.
You got student
loans. You know. But that's not, you know, us brothers talking down on them. We still need our...
Still there, Complex? I don't want to say nothing if you're still there. Okay, I guess he's doing something. Yes, I totally agree with you, Complex. Hold on. I agree with you 100%. And let's face it. To apply back to dating, there's a lot of things that men and women seek differently. And our people, like I said, when it comes to us, we don't really know what we really want, and we're not upfront honest. Why are we on a lot of these dating sites, you know? Obviously, most dudes were honest that I'm here just to get some pussy, you know, to give it to me, that's cool, you know, hit me up, that sort. And there's some women that are saying they're looking, seeking some form of mate or relationships. And some of them might carry one baby or two, maybe mostly one baby, just to be fair, honest, if they do. And so you're already in the toilet right now because you already had a kid. You put yourself back on the market. Look for a mate to take care of you and your baby. I mean, shit. That's not going to be cool. And if you, depending on what generation you are, if you're like a millennial, like yourself, Complex, or, you know, you might play around with it, maybe, but anybody past 1994, going on 95 and early 2015-ish, they're not going to play no stepdaddy role in this climate now, especially in this environment now, you know. So, like I said, if you do have kids, you put yourself forever a baby mama in the market, you know, to a good portion of population then, you know. Hell, other races of men don't even deal with most women that have kids like that en masse. And I heard that there's a rise of baby mamism in America when it comes to non-black women. Well, that's nothing new, bro. That's been going on for some time now. They just don't talk about it throughout the news outlets, you know? How I know? If you remember, why do you think they put, why the states came in and made a law and put in child support back in the mid-30s? Oh, you there, Complex? Well, I'll tell most why they do, because most of the children back then and still now, if you really go out in your environment, a lot of Europeans were creating bastard children. They get married, leave their children with the wife, and they go start a new life with a new woman and start over. And don't offend and take care of the life they made on the previous relationship. So after a while, some states find that this is a problem and it's costing money, you know. So they say, you know, we're just going to tag you, say you're going to have to pay this woman a little fee a week or month. And, you know, we get our cut, everything's good, you know. Yeah. That's how it works, you know. But, yeah.
Yes, yes. What else?
Let me see. Let me check my ward. Let's see what's on here. Yeah, it's kind of hard. We start back up on here. Not much people on the line. As expected. We haven't done much call-ins like this in a while. Let's look. Oh, damn. Carpet, you're not going to believe I found it on a post here. Complex, you there? Okay, if you talk, I can't hear you. Oh, shit. Well, it shows here. I'm not sure this is on. Can I find this on YouTube? It's like a post. One woman wrote, it seems some of this, this is why she should have left or be poly. He used sex to control her.
Possibly. And it writes here, in this comment section here, and what it says here, ladies, can you be with a man who doesn't want to have sex all the time? And that's a good question. Shit. I wish some ladies called up, but it looks like from what I'm reading that one woman or one man said that probably, wait, that he probably has another woman on the side, which is probably true. But if a man not having sex with you no more, make sure you got to ask him why. If he can't articulate why, maybe you should move on. That's my answer, because a man should try to express, if you ask the question, why you not fucking me? Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem. I feel sorry for her. Anyway. Let me see what time it is. My call is today. Yeah. All right. I could probably wrap this up. For those that's new to the Great Liberator podcast / YouTube channel, I thank you all for listening in. I'm Mary Brown. Didn't get a chance to come on the line tonight. But like I said, he will be back on the air sometime this week. So I do apologize. The topic at hand, if he comes back with another subject or he want to add on to this topic, just stay tuned to the podcast / YouTube channel, The Great Liberators podcast / YouTube channel. You know, I am Chaos Rain here, one side co-host of Amiri Brown's Great Liberator. Hope to look and hear from you soon again. You know, but until next time.
Thank you for listening to The Great Liberator, hosts Amiri Brown and Kenya White. Until next time.